It's Ginger Perry of KGNU with Cody Spiker of the comedy that happens every month at E-Town Hall. You took over hosting this event, but you do comedy yourself.
I do, yeah, yeah. And I'm coming up on about 4.5 years. It'll be 5 years in June. I started in Boulder, moved to Denver. I'm in Erie now, but...
And it's only the second month here at E-Town Hall, right?
Yeah, second month and both shows have sold out.
How do you pick the comedians that come? Are they from the area and people that have a reputation, or you do start out with some new people that maybe haven't gotten around that much?
Oh, you know, I mean, this area, Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, is just absolutely packed to the gills with talent. To give comedians who are just working really hard, very funny people, pleasant to work with, professional, I mean, to give them a stage like E-Town is a gift that I can give back to my community. So for the most part, these are people who have been around and are working hard, hitting mics, doing shows, and who I find personally wonderful and super funny. And I'm so happy to showcase them.
Is it true that it's hard to find women comics? There are fewer women comedians now, or are they kind of coming up?
You know, statistically, there are fewer. There are fewer, but I will say that the Denver comedy scene is absolutely stunning in its capacity to try to nurture female comedians. But I can personally say, as a female comic, I've felt very welcomed in the scene by men and women both.
But you're one of them, Crusader. How do you normally do the format of the show?
You know, usually I will book the headliner first. So we have John Novosad, also, you know, who has been known as Hippie Man in the past. He's just a Boulder staple, and he's so spectacular and has been doing comedy for 30-plus years. You know, he got married in this exact building when it was a church back in the day. So to have
good
him...
Good Boulder humor, too.
Know,
Hippie
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. So on point.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know, a lot of people ask me if I'm a real hippie, and I was. I was raised by hippies. My mom sent me to school every day with the Jimi Hendrix lunchbox, and all the kids made fun of me till they tried one of my brownies. Let's just say I could pretty much trade my lunch for anything after that.
Yeah, I spent years being Hippie Man, and I have my website is hippieman.com. And it's weird. It just doesn't feel natural to me. I used to do this big closer where I wore tights and everything underneath clothes. It was a superhero costume, but it was tie-dyed and I had a flag. And, you know, I turned into Hippie Man. But I got tired of doing that one summer when I was like, man, I'm wearing tights every night. You know, I've got these tearaway clothes.
Gets a little old.
Yeah, yeah, tearaway
just clothes. To wear that.
Exactly, and it's hot. So I just, like, I quit doing that.
How did the legalization of pot affect your act?
It just changed a couple of jokes. I have a joke. I go, it's changed my life now that marijuana is legal. I get up in the morning, smoke a bowl, go to the park and play dog with my Frisbee Frank, you know? But that's like almost all of the pot jokes I have. I have maybe like two more that I do.
Right.
So it's changed a little bit, but the thing that it's, and I mean, a million people have said this before, but when people find out I'm from Colorado, they always ask, and especially when you look like me and I'm billed as Hippie Man, they want to know about legal weed. So I tell them the truth. It's been a pretty smooth transition, if you ask me. You
right.
Know?
Do you have a term for your humor at all? Because somebody else said they have observation humor, which I thought was interesting.
Well, I mean, I use a lot of self-deprecating humor, you know. I do have a weird eye, which is weird to talk about on the radio, but I have a crazy eye. So, I mean, I have a lot of jokes about that.
Oh, man. And you might notice by looking at me that I do. I have a weird-ass wandering eye way off to the right here, man. It's well, thanks for laughing. Wait till you hear about the hernia. But I do. I have a weird-ass wandering eye. I can be looking this way, and I see people over there. They're not dead people, but I see them.
I'm here with John Davis, one of the comedians that will be performing. And John, welcome to KGNU.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
And so, how long have you been performing comedy?
About 3.5 years now. So.
And do you have sort of a certain kind of thing that you do, or can you categorize your humor?
I think most people would say observational humor.
Oh, I like that. What does that mean? It sounds great.
I try to point out just kind of everyday things and make fun of it.
Yeah.
And point out the... I don't know whether it be hypocrisy or ridiculousness.
Can you just give us a little bit of an example of observational bits that you do? Or
yeah, I don't want to spoil too much because I like people coming to my shows. But no, I do one for, example, like with the political climate, Donald Trump and Kanye West met together about a year ago. And I just said, boy, do you think before Kanye and Trump met together, they were both thinking, boy, this should get people to like me more? And that's kind of what I like to do. So since they're both so darn unlikable, I don't know why they met together. So
right. And into the future, see who else will be paired up.
Yeah. Well, Kanye could be running for president. He said he wants to. So buckle up, everybody.